I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke, chapter 9, verses 51 through 56, and the Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast of chapels are written by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 9th chapter. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He set his face to go to Jerusalem to fulfill the will of the Father. He set his face to go to Jerusalem to make payment for the sins of the world. He set his face to go to Jerusalem to die the death that we deserved and to rise to life again, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. With these words, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. We see a major turning point in Luke's account of the gospel. The focus shifts from Jesus' Galilean ministry to his journey to Jerusalem and his teaching he will do along the way. But before we get to that turning point in journey, we heard earlier in Luke chapter 9 about the face of Jesus in a different light. Jesus had taken Peter and James and John up on the mountain with him as he went up to pray. As these three were watching Jesus, they saw something astounding. As he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And in that moment, the transfigured Jesus was face to face with Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory with him. They were talking about Jesus' departure, his exodus that will soon take place as he journeys to his death and resurrection and ascension into heaven. Peter wanted to stay there on the mountain. Let's build some tents. And who could blame him? But Jesus' departure was near. They could not stay. So a few days after coming down off that mountain, Jesus indeed sets his face to go to Jerusalem. And along the way, he teaches the crowds, and he teaches the disciples, and he teaches the Pharisees. To the crowds, he issues warnings about division and temptation and unrepentant hearts, and calls them to conversion. To those who became disciples, he gives positive instructions on what it means to follow him. To those who resist the prophetic call, he tells parables of rejection. Jesus was no stranger to rejection. He experienced it throughout his ministry. Even here, as we're told that the shift is taking place to Jesus' intentional and targeted journey to Jerusalem beginning. We're told that he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him, but the people did not receive him. Rejected by the Samaritans that day, rejected by the authorities and the leaders throughout his ministry, rejected even by family and friends. Rejected then, still rejected today. Rejected by a world that refuses to believe that Jesus is alone the way and the truth and the life. Rejected today by those living for self who see no need for a Savior in their life. Rejected even by us at times, when we would rather think what we want, say what we want, do what we want, instead of thinking and saying and doing for the good of our neighbor. Rejected. Jesus experienced it then, and he knew that it would continue until the day of his return in glory. Yet he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Or perhaps better said, knowing of this rejection, so he set his face to go to Jerusalem, to do what he needed to do and what had to be done. For the people then and for us today, for all people throughout time, in the face of rejection, he was resolute to fulfill the prophecy that he was indeed the Messiah, is the Messiah, the one who has come to save the people from their sins and all that that entails. Here we see the Lamb of God, as we sang, going forth, uncomplaining, the guilt of sinners bearing. This is our Lord and Savior, who would keep his face set to accomplish all he came to do. He would allow that face to be beaten and spit upon. But that face would also look with mercy upon those who did it, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Finally, on that cross, he would proclaim, "It is finished," and he would bow his head, his face now to the ground, and give up his spirit in death. Fast forward from Friday to Sunday. Then Simon Peter came following him, that's John, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. No longer would the linen cloths cover the face of Jesus. The Lord had no need for them because burial cloths are for the dead. The angels at the tomb a little bit earlier had said to the women who came there about this situation, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." He set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he did it. He set his face and did it for the world who rejects him and refuses to acknowledge their need for him. He set his face and did it for you in the times that your thoughts and your words and your deeds have rejected his ways and his love. He set his face and did it. He completed the saving work in his death and resurrection for you. Forgiveness and eternal life are now yours, as the Holy Spirit strengthens you to follow the one who continues to make his face shine upon you and is gracious to you, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.